I've played on the menu.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. And that's all fun reading those things about.
I bet those things are fun. Mm-hmm. Well, would you just call it a merry-go-round, or is there another name?
No. It wasn't seesaw. But I can't think of name it.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that's about that big and it's used to, people used to take them out in a field and sharpen their knives on?
That's some sharpened knives on
it. Yeah,
I got one of them in yonder now.
What do you call that?
I don't know, honey. They call it knife sharp now.
Okay. Now, would you tell me about the different kinds of wood fences that people used to use around here?
They used to use rail fences.
And what did they look like?
I should get some tip how they're made.
Okay.
They cut out a tree and split it. Lay the rail or something like this.
Yeah. And so they'd be like this?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And about how many rails high would they be?
Well, I can't tell you. I done forgot.
Okay. And what are some, was there more than one kind of rail fence, or were they all built like that?
And then they had a post fence.
Yeah.
They drive posts, you know, about the full part of this bed is. And nail posts to it.
You mean put some straight up and down? And
That's a long way, this way.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see now. This is like that?
Mm-hmm. You can see how a post here and a post there.
Okay. So it'd be sort of like that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And that go around.
Okay.
And they make all the lots that way.
Uh-huh.
Stop the running in.
Uh-huh. Well, what about around the house? What kind of fence might be around the house?
Yeah, well, that's then they put wire.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, can you think of any other kinds of wood fences, or are they mostly either rail or post?
Yeah, they're either rail or post.
All right.
A wire fence, now sometimes they have a wire fence. A lot for the stock to run in.
Uh-huh.
Drive a post and nail wire to it.
Okay.
We had one of them. And that's my last lot I had in the country.
Do you miss the country?
Ooh, this time of year I nearly have fish, child.
What would you be doing out in the country this time of year?
I'd be out there with them fields resetting my flowers, cleaning out my garden. Getting ready to slow my cabbage bed, tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
See, where we house, place we live, there was hollows in. You could almost set a house as high as it. And you wouldn't see it.
Really?
You got right upon me.
Uh-huh.
And I can't how cold it was. You go down them hollows, you see ferns are growing.
Uh-huh. That must have been wonderful. Mm-hmm.
Kind of weather got wrong the cabbage. I didn't have them to buy.
Uh-huh.
I served the seed pepper.
Gosh, I can see why you miss it.
Orchard. From first of May, green apple.
Apples are wonderful things, aren't they?
And them great big old plums, shaped like a heart.
Yeah.
I had three or four trees of them. Yard full of chicken. But yet my husband died. I had 70 chicken laying down the yard dead at one time.
70?
Mm-hmm. Milk cow. Solid 9 pigs. I don't know.
Gosh.
I don't know what happened to them.
Hmm.
I've done with the flu. I've done lap twice with the flu.
Well, did they get some kind of disease?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hmm.
It's all right that evening, because I said,